Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently 40 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful, sunshiny conditions. Making the broadcast at the 9:48 a.m. hour, and we are officially back in Maine. We had a wonderful trip to Iowa, and I hope you enjoyed the broadcast on last week, and we are entering into a brand new broadcasting week and enjoying the good things of the Lord. What a wonderful day we had on yesterday at the House of God, full attendance in all of the services, including the Sunday School Hour, and also last night, just a banner service with preaching and multiple visitors in the meeting. And at the conclusion of the meeting, we had the joy of seeing a family married in our church service. It was just a beautiful sight to behold, as this couple have committed their lives to Christ, and they had been living together for the last 6.5 years and knew that they wanted to get their marriage right. And I had the joy of marrying them on last night. And then we had the reception, and at the reception, Lacey, which is the lady that was married, was able to see her aunt and her uncle won to Christ. And what an encouragement it was for them, as they through tears wept and hugged necks and saw the greatness of our God. They had been praying, "Oh God, use our marriage and all of the ones that attend this wedding to lead some soul to Christ." And we were able to experience that on last night. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Today's catch-up day for us is just working around the house, and we're off today from the work of the ministry after putting in 16 plus hours yesterday in preaching and ministering and counseling. We try to take off on Mondays and rest our minds and rest our bodies and do something a little bit different so that we might be able to go on for Christ. And so pray for us today as we rest our bodies, and we'll be back after it tomorrow and looking forward to a tremendous time of ministry this week. In your Bibles, I would like for you to look with me in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." I thank God for the truth of this scripture. There is now no condemnation. There is now, therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And he points us back to what he had previously mentioned in chapter number 7 of the book of Romans, because he uses the word therefore. And when you go back to chapter number 7, you can find out about the great warfare that's going on in that passage and how the flesh is warring against the Spirit. And when you get to the end of the chapter, the writer says through the pen of inspiration, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." And on that same progression he says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." How many of you today in Radio Land are glad that there's no condemnation because you're in Christ Jesus? My hand is raised high up in the air, and I thank God today that there is no condemnation to me because I am in Christ Jesus. And then he says this, "who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." When you think about no condemnation in Christ Jesus vertically, I am in Christ. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is still the great warfare that takes place in our lives. The Spirit warring against the flesh. And the Lord says, "who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And so when we live our lives horizontally, that is the things we face in the course of a day and the experiences that we go through and the different circumstances of life, we must understand that we must live in the Spirit. We are not condemned because we're in Christ Jesus, but we must live after the Spirit. And the Bible says, "for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." That's Romans 8:6. The Bible says in verse 5 of the same chapter. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And so the Lord is teaching us about the great victory that we have through Christ. We are not condemned, and we can have the victory through living in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and we can enjoy the good blessings of God. And may the Lord help us as His servants to stay encouraged about these great truths and experience the victories that we can and will experience through the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.